This is Bird Note. It's a summer morning, a day when the sun's light will linger for 18 hours or more over the northern spruce woods of Canada. A bird of prey perches upright in a small spruce tree, its dark brown back to us. Scanning the landscape for prey, the raptor suddenly lifts off and sprints through the air, low to the ground, on rapid thrusts of pointed wings. It has the speed of a falcon and a long tail like a forest-hunting hawk. Grasping the prey in its talons, the bird finally turns toward us. It has the face of an owl, broad, pale, and framed by a bold black border with blazing yellow eyes that face forward. It's a northern hawk owl. Although it truly is an owl, it has several similarities to hawks and falcons: a streamlined body shape, daytime hunting habits, and stiff wing feathers for the powered flight of daytime hunting. Owls that hunt at night have soft edges on their wing feathers so they can hunt without making a sound. No fossil relatives of the northern hawk owl have yet been found, and it is the only living member of its genus. It is unique in the world, widely dispersed in remote places, one of the least studied, least known of all birds on the continent, which only adds to its allure. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Join Bird Note for a special bird-friendly coffee event and learn how your morning cup of coffee can help birds thrive. We're teaming up with Chesapeake Coffee Roasters and a panel of experts on Friday, July 19th, to talk all about bird-friendly coffee and ways we can help support conservation efforts through our coffee choices. Visit birdnote.org to register for this free event today.